The New York Times revelations that President Trump paid virtually no taxes over the last 15 years has sparked new interest in his businesses. Many of those are reportedly in dire financial straits, along with a string of bankruptcies. Dan Alexander has written a new book entitled White House Inc., How Donald Trump Turned the Presidency into a Business. In our second segment, we begin with what Trump sees when he looks to make his investments. In your book, you point out that he makes these investments, whether it's the golf courses, the casinos, the hotels, but they don't seem to turn out so well, even producing some bankruptcies. What is he seeing to make these kinds of investments?
What he's seeing is big, fancy, glamorous properties. He's always loved that, whether it was buying the Plaza Hotel for a price that he at the time admitted was way inflated and ultimately led to a bankruptcy of that hotel, or whether it was building the Trump Taj Mahal Casino, which was a huge success in terms of the amount of customers that he was bringing in, but just couldn't cover the amount of debt that Trump had taken out to build this magnificent place, or whether it's today with his golf properties. You know, in Doral, for example, just one example, he purchased that property for $150 million. He then put $213 million into the property. So you add those two up, you're now at $363 million. We estimate that that property today is worth only $153 million. So that means that he poured $210 million down the drain. Why did he do it? Well, you know, some rich guys like to buy yachts or like to buy art or, you know, do other things that satisfy their ego but don't necessarily make real money. And it seems that Trump's strategy with his golf portfolio is sort of similar to that. He just has a big appetite for fancy-looking things, and he spends money in order to try to either buy them or create them. And oftentimes, he spends too much money.
One of the things that you point out is that he seems to have squandered a lot of money. First, it, of course, came from his family and his father, but then he, I think you indicate he made something like $427 million from his TV show, The Apprentice. That seems to be squandered in many ways. It seems as if the money just kind of runs through his fingers.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to that big appetite for, you know, vanity projects. I mean, the amount of money that came in from The Apprentice and from his product licensing and hotel licensing ventures, which are basically purely cash operations. I mean, you know, you have to hire a lawyer to go sign the deals. But other than that, you don't have a whole lot of risk or equity involved. So that that windfall of cash, he then took that money and plowed it into this enormous golf operation, you know, where he now owns courses across the country. He owns resorts both in Miami and three over in Europe. The ones in Europe have never made money in any of the years that they've operated. The one in Miami has made small operating profits, although when you get down to the taxable income, those disappear. But it's made far less than it was supposed to make. And frankly, a lot of that is because it's a resort, so a pretty consumer-facing business. And when Trump became president, with all of the polarization that he creates, he basically wiped out a potential 50% of the consumers who might be coming into his resort. So those businesses collectively have really, really struggled. And meanwhile, Trump just continues to pour money into them and make them look nice, make them look fancy, and I suppose expects a return on that investment, but he's just not getting it.
Dan Alexander has written a new book entitled White House Inc., How Donald Trump Turned the Presidency into a Business. In our third segment, we look at the impact of the presidency on his brand. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.